I am here to bless you to marry. That's all. Amen. And if I bless you, you must be blessed. Even if you don't want to marry, you must marry. And the blessing and blessing, you know, be anyhow, man go call your way, woman go call your way. The type of husband you want to marry. Amen. One sister told me that. He said one brother in the church here came to her. She said, I don't know what that man saw in me. He said, I don't deserve that type of man at all. She opened her mouth talking about herself. Look, I see whether the sister they here. They don't go do introduction. Come back. I've been at introduction. Hey, now they don't go there. The sister, no one call your name. Make I see whether you're there. I never see her more. Praise the Lord. She go come. She go come because she know made a man change his mind. Amen. And you know, this is also not a deliverance service. It is not. We come together and we talk about the things that affect us as single brothers and sisters, Christian single brothers and sisters. We admonish one another. We have interactive sessions where we can ask questions. And not just that, I didn't say I have the absolute custody of knowledge. There are some of you that are also in position to also give some people advice here. Yes. Because I do know that a single sister living with her own sister and who was married. I see whether she's here too. It's very easy to know whether she's here or not, her color. And she said, the sister was complaining to me, she was having problem in her marriage and things like that. Came crying, feeling very bitter, the marriage will end. And when she got to know that her senior sister came to me complaining, she came privately and said, sir, that her sister is the one destroying her marriage. If a single sister just observing a married couple and knows it is her own sister that's destroying the marriage, you know, it means there are things that she has seen. You know, she's learning from that. When this one go marry now, you know, she won't do those things. Praise the Lord. We have some of us here that, you know, have relationships that are broken. You've learned certain lessons. We can share it among ourselves here today. That's the purpose. Then at the end of it all, we bless you. We anoint you. Amen. If there be anybody among us here that is having problem, demonic problem, a cause, you know, spiritual hindrance, today we also face it as we take time to also pray. That is the purpose. This is not a program for people who have marriage problem. No. People who have marriage problem, they come to us privately, they tell us, we pray with them. But this is our attempt to, you know, just look at our Christian single brothers and sisters. Believe God to say something that can help us, and because we need it. We need the counsel. We need it. So prepare to ask me a question concerning Christian courtship. I say Christian courtship. You know, I cannot use Bible and solve a Muslim problem. So I'm talking about Christians, relationships. Christians. And feel free anytime you feel a certain trend, negative trend in your life, that in the area of your marriage, meet us. Come to the ministers. One on one, let's listen to you so that we can know what to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. You must marry. Then tell them again. Say, look at me, I must marry. Say it to yourself. Look at me. Me, I must. Tell somebody, you make it look you. They say it. Hallelujah. Open your Bible to Proverbs chapter 18. It's our scripture, usual scripture. Can we stand up and pick it as a text? Then we sit down. Can we just be on our feet? Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22. Can we read it together? Shall we go? Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Our Father and our God, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come before your presence again. We come, Lord, to face another area of our lives. The area of marriage, Christian courtship, that which pertaineth to your children, singles, brothers and sisters. Lord, we pray that today shall remain a blessed day in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that today, Heavenly Father, you will open somebody's eyes to understand how we should live our lives as Christian singles in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you who know all things, if there be any secret manipulation to disturb anyone here concerning the area of marriage, Lord, may you expose it today in the name of Jesus. If there be any cause that shall disturb the marriage of any brother, any sister here, may that cause be broken today in the name of Jesus. Lord, all around those who are not here but are able to hook up to our broadcast, the grace here, may you extend it to them, Lord. Let today be a memorable day. Do something today that your name will be glorified by our testimonies. Thank you, Father, as we hand over the program unto you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Be seated. Amen. The Bible says, he who findeth a wife, he said, findeth a good thing. So, a wife is a good thing, and it's even a special favor from the Lord. And this scripture is not only for men, it is also for women. He said, he who findeth, that is the man, a wife. So the man does the finding. The man does the finding. And from the definition of find, from our understanding of find, praise God, you can see, it didn't even say he who gets a wife. What did he say? Find, it means there will be some effort. There are efforts that you will put in. There will be some steps you will take. And it will require you having good eyes. If you have bad eyes, you will not get a good wife. So the man does the finding. Why do you have to find in the midst of all the numerous population in demography? I think women are more in population than the men. Even in this church, even as you're sitting down now. So one will expect that you know, in the midst of so many women, if you just want, just, you know, ace, wife, come. The wife will come. But it's also let you know that it's not every woman that is a wife material. That's what it means. So, it also comes to the women. If you are going to, you know, hope to get a man for a husband, you too must be a wife material. So it's not your gender that the emphasis is not that you are just a woman, that's a gender, but there is something more to your gender that can give you a husband. More to it than just that you are a woman. You have to take note of that. There is something more to it than being a woman. You must be a wife material. Wife enough for somebody looking for a wife to find you, to locate you. We can talk on this for hours. That is the problem. A lot of us, the men, amen, in going to get a life partner, we don't even go to find. So, after marriage, you end up regretting it. There are men, young men, that after marriage, they will regret. And why it is important is that as a Christian, if you marry as a Christian, you cannot just divorce like that. God hates it. God forbids it. Once you are married, you are supposed to be married forever. So you can go and pick trouble and remain in that trouble forever. Because in finding, you were finding with your eyes closed. Clean your eye, brother, clean your eye. Clean your eye, brother, clean your eye. Unfortunately, this eye I'm talking about is not this physical eye. It's more than that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We learn the lesson from Genesis 24. Let's open it. The marriage of Rebekah. I read it from verse 1. Genesis 24. And Abraham was old and was stricken in age. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, peradventure, the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I need bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house, and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and I swear unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master and swore to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. Amen. Take note now from verse 12. He has gone to look for a wife. He has gone to look for a wife for his master's son, Isaac. How will he get the correct person? How will he know which one is the right woman? Verse 12. Amen. Went to the water. Wait, before we read verse 12. Take note. He left with 10 camels to go and get a wife. How will he know? He went by the well side because they were all thirsty. Remember, it's a desert journey. By the well now. And then, verse 12. And he said, he knelt down now to pray. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down that pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. Praise the Lord. Now he is going to look for a wife. What was he looking for by that prayer? The woman that will be qualified. What is it that will qualify the woman to be the wife, to be the wife of his master's son? What was he looking at? What was he looking at? It's character. Character is your behavior. Generally. Your behavior spells out, defines who you are. Whether you are good or you are bad. Your behavior. This is somebody you are looking for. A man wants to come to you. I'm talking to the sisters now. A man wanting to pick you for husband, for wife. A woman that he will live together forever. Certainly, there are certain character traits you'll be looking out for. Because every man, there are certain things you cannot, as a man, you cannot live with. You cannot tolerate. Certainly, I want you to note that. I told you some time ago, I was at the altar here. I don't know what was going on. Some people came to the altar, I don't know what, for an offering or something like that. And I heard the Lord telling me, can somebody be bad and not know that he is bad? I don't know if you were in the church that day. Somebody remember? Yes. He was saying, can somebody be bad and not know that you are bad? Is it possible for you to be bad and you don't know that you are bad? Is it possible? No. Is it possible? We are discussing. Remember, this is... No, it's true. It is either you don't know the definition of bad, or because if you are bad, listen, if you are bad and you don't know it, the reaction of the people around you should let you know something is wrong with what I am doing. It's true. Something should check you. Why is it that anywhere I go, I am rejected? They will accept me for some 3 days. After that, they begin to say, I beg, make the do go. I beg, make it the do go. It is only normal that you take a look. Now, so it happened here before. Now it happened here again. Now it happened here again. Then, is there any particular thing I am doing? Now, if you don't know, then that person will tell you, say, come on, it's reacting badly. Then go to the person, say, please help me. I will go, but please, can you tell me what is it I am doing you don't like? Now, when you do that, you are sincere enough, you are trying to help yourself. There may be something you are doing and you don't know the effect. But you can notice it. You know, because most of us just like to justify ourselves. I don't know. Anywhere I go, then they jealous me. Anywhere I go, then they jealous me. I don't know. Anywhere I go, it's like there's too much fire around me. So anywhere they are possessed, they don't like me in the house, they are possessed. Fire, they burn all of them. I don't know what, there are occulty people in the house there. They don't like, anywhere I go, occulty people follow me. Anywhere I go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Chapter 19. Hallelujah. Verse 6-7-8 says, the bride has made herself ready. Hallelujah. I told you some time ago, I say, a young man was telling me this by himself. Got a girl and he was putting her through the various tests and the girl didn't know it. He's a Christian. He said, the girl was to visit him, you know, on a weekend, Saturday. So, deliberately, he said he scattered his house. He scattered the house. And he left. And told the girl to go home. Showed her where the key of the house was. She should be there and wait for him. He said he made sure she stayed there for some few hours before he arrived. He said as he enters, as he leaves the house, that is how everything was. He said, worse, he said to him, he said, the one where pain and pass, is that he went and was the girl told him that she was hungry. He went to the kitchen and warmed the food in the kitchen. The girl was sitting down for sitting room. Brought the food, served her. She chopped, finished, stretched her leg. Now the man come carried the plate. Go kitchen. When the girl left, he said he deleted her number. Yes. Deleted her phone number. Sorry. He said he put her number for reject. Reject. Now, will you say, is that lady a normal? Is she a wife? Who will marry that type of woman? No, it's true. Who will marry that type of woman? That cannot, you see, it is a natural thing in a woman. There are some natural traits of womanhood in a woman. You see, she is, you know, something inside of her, you know, goes after orderliness. That's why the things that the man doesn't see, the woman sees it. You know, she's the one that wants to decorate the house because there's something about her, about beauty. Not only her self-beauty, but beauty of all her environment. So when you see a woman that is lacking, who will keep you in his house? I use that as an example. So, what was Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, looking for? Character. And every man that will marry a woman, the first thing that gives him his consideration for marriage is character. Because your character, praise the Lord, is his crown. When he goes out, visitors come to visit him. When they leave, they pat him on the back. Oh boy, you get wife. Oh boy, you get wife. I know of a very promising, very, very promising young man that was after a sister. The sister was even worshiping in this church. It was an Air Force flight lieutenant. Was dying for this girl. And before you know what, the in-laws came around. I don't know how they met. And then they were telling her that they want to eat pandediamu. And then she said, pandediamu, she. Pandiam. No, so did I can't you know? So did and the in-laws were hearing. I am telling you a life story that I am very much aware of. They made sure that relationship scattered. Oh, now this guy you want my record house. You don't feel pound the yam. Okay, we na yam we they like to eat the pandediam. We like to so if we visit you, we're not gonna feel jump pandediam. Even if you don't like to pound, do you have to open your mouth and say it? No, I cannot pound the deal. Praise the Lord. So character matters. Character. And when we say character, it covers everything. It covers everything. Every aspect of your life. Including the way you talk. Tatla. The Bible calls it tatla. The whole matter will not concern you. You will choke your mouth from inside. Every day. Your husband will come and solve matter, they solve problem for waiting you talk. Now you talk, and I don't mean like that to you. What are you mean now? Praise the Lord. So these are some of the areas. It includes gossip. Just includes the way you talk. You know. And character also includes your response, your reaction rather, when you are offended. Somebody offends you. Heaven must let loose. Hell must come down. You go carry anything where they grab for the man head first. If you miss him, the man escape. You go for a windscreen for a car where he park for outside. And the guy, they look. If television there, you smash it. I'll show you. I'll tell this nonsense. And the guy, they say, hey, I never marry you. Now, who might talk? And they come to you, brothers. I'm coming. Amen. Even if they curse that man, that curse cannot make him marry you. With the eye crow, he's seeing trouble. Amen. You are single. You see, that is why I say I believe in courtship. Don't go and marry the man you don't know. Don't go and marry the woman you don't know. Take some time and know each other and decide. Take a decision based on a conclusion you have made. Don't just say, I want to marry. I want to marry now. I don't reach, I don't reach 40 now. All my brothers don't marry. Now only me that they laugh me say, I know I'm married. I don't get shop. I don't get work. I don't get this one. Now this year, I must marry before December this year. This is my year. Then you see girl. Tanini, because and then they will come and say, come, I want marry. I don't want question. I don't want waste time. Me, I say, I just want, na. Let's go. Where your village stay? Where your papa there? I don't want story of me. I want marry. I don't ready the money. Don't ready the accommodation. Don't ready. And then you say, oh, I never knew you will answer me this way. You say, my husband don't come. Na layo. Ha. Don't let any man rush you to marriage, no matter what. Take some time. As if they rush you, so at least they delay the thing. If they delay, say, my papa say, Ingo day village next month. So when at that time you go reach, use that 1 month to study and fast. If you never satisfy, my brother went there for a village. He said, Ingo, come Lagos next 3 weeks. Make we wait. When he arrive, then they use the 3 weeks again to know again. So that if he did not enter, he could tell and say, oh, brother, wait. I rather remain single than to enter frying pan, hell fire, in the name of marriage. Every day they cry. Every day they cry. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So that's why I say it covers every aspect of our lives. For you to be a wife material. Amen. Even it includes cleanliness. There are some women that are naturally dirty. Yes. They don't care about hygiene. And when you see a woman that does not care about maintaining herself, they are the type that after marriage, 1 year after, you don't go recognize them again. But you come and say, don't bump picking. Hey, yakata. Yakata. That the husband go remind her, say, you never bump since morning. They go tell you, say, now these children, now which time I get time? You see all the children. You carry one, they tear apart, they tie, they wrap, they tie, they go. And the man, they walk for where they see fine girls for outside. Then when you go, you go see one woman, where you just married 1 year ago, see her, everything about her lose, rakata. Everything go fall. Wah. No more maintenance. No maintenance. That's what I say. I don't understand. My husband doesn't look at me again. Anyway, that's for married women. For now, let's limit ourselves before this is pre-marriage. Praise the Lord. Always, amen. See, although these days there is no ugly woman again, but I've told you something. First and foremost, something must attract the man to you. It is not your character that first attracts the man. Character is the second thing that he sees after he has been attracted. Your beauty is the first thing. A woman passing, the waka they pass, the thing will make man they look and like this. No be character. Eh? It's her beauty, her courage. The way she presents herself, the way she the wakago. And beauty covers even the way you talk. Beauty covers the way you walk. There are some women that talk like men and walk like men. And no man wants to marry a man. He's looking for a woman. He cannot go and bring another man. Yes. So, in the waka, they pass. The man, they saw where they see you, they pass like that. And he's seeing a woman going like this. As a man. Amen. Oh, you see, and they talk. And they talk. And you see, See, there is the word lady. Can I say how many ladies are here? Oh my, ladies. Eh? Ladies. So you package yourself that a man looks at you, even before coming close to you, there's something that's attracting the person to you. That is your courage. That, you know the meaning of courage? The way you carry yourself. There is an aura of dignity and beauty around you. You know, there is, you know, something that a man is proud to even stand. You don't know that there are some people that secretly snap picture with you. Just stand with you. Just snap us. You know, there's something around you. They want to come close. Before they will find out about your character. Especially holiness believing churches. Now there you go see funny people say they be holy sisters. Holy sister, no, they wash her hair. See, this is where you cover, the only way you come to church. Hair is part of your beauty that God gave you. It's the crowning of your beauty. No woman plays with her hair. So don't hide under a cover your hair. It's when praying or prophesying. 1 Corinthians 11 says so. As you come up from church like this, remove that your scarf. Put inside your bag. Go toilet. We have mirror. Don't just we share grace. Begin they carry it. Or you still tie it there. Where they go for marketing? You know? Anytime you step out of your house, now marketing. You're going for marketing. Amen. I have some 2 or 3 young girls in my house. Anytime they go out and they come back, I say, how was today's marketing? That's how they answer them. How was today's marketing? Yes. The way you carry yourself matters. This hair, amen. Beautify it, but don't beautify it the way of the world. You know what to do to make yourself look beautiful. Praise God. And use creams that give you good skin. Eat food that give you good skin. There are food you eat that reflect in your skin. I hope you know that. Without rubbing cream. Don't rub cream that are harsh, that destroy your skin pigment. Don't do that. Don't they tell you skin toning. There is nothing like skin toning, a chemical to disturb the pigment of your skin. You know, dermatologists will tell you those chemicals sometimes, they even pierce through and enter your blood and cause unnecessary problems. There are food that you eat, the thing will show for your skin. I'm telling you, there is food that you eat. I have known that one since. See, me, I know they rub cream. I know get special cream. I know get special. Now, any soap I see for bathroom at the bath, since the day I discover, say, now, waiting at they eat, they reflect for outside. Anything, praise the Lord. If you want your skin to do better, your skin to be better, see, come and look at my skin. 55 years old, man. I'm 55. See my skin. Eh? And I don't rub cream. See my skin. Now food, where is the chop? Eat better food. Not this fry for fast food. Which kind of food? Enter internet. Go to internet. You will see them plenty there. Information now is easy. Anything you want to find out. Eat it. Look, that food to eat that will affect the texture of your hair. See, if you see my mates, all their hair, dark white hair, full everywhere. See my own. If I stand with them like this, you don't go know, say some of them are old pastor. Their skin all wrinkle up. Amen. So it's not just the thing you rub on the skin, but what you eat also. Praise the Lord. Use better perfume. Use better perfume. Where, not be the one where they choke people when they come closer. But enough, that can make the person go. Now you know one go. Now the perfume they keep them. They enjoy the smell. Yes. I believe in, what do you call it? Manicure, pedicure. I don't get time to do that one. And I got scared. The first time I go, made them do my something for my leg. The girl can't carry razor blade. The thing can't tear my leg. From that day, I say I don't go near that thing again. To scrape my leg. I see people, they do. I say, Mister, I can't go somewhere. I say, do it for me. The girl, I wonder that devil send her come. Razor blade, fia. But I see people who do it, you know, see their skin, they are very nice. You know, when you see some people's fingernails, the food you eat, they reflect even in your fingernails. You know, praise God. Every day, eba, in the morning, eba, in the afternoon, eba, in the evening. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. And you have to take note of that. Do some manicure. Clean your legs. Pedicure. I mean, you know better than me. You know, you are women. You know better than me. Amen. Better cloth. There is first grade Bendown supermarket. If you are so poor, you cannot wear better cloth. I'm talking about packaging yourself for marketing. It's about packaging yourself, your character. I say it's total, both the way you talk and even the way you walk. Amen. You should be feminine. Feminine. You should not be seen to be bossy. The man comes and you want to boss him. And one stupid thing single sisters they do is you don't even know his what, financial what, his source of income. And then every time you continue to make demands from him. Buy me this. The guy is using 10,000 naira phone. You want 50,000 naira phone. Yes, it happens. And you'll be, you know, and even when you bring the 50, they buy you gifts, the first thing you say, is this all you? How much will this phone serve? How much? Me. Use this one. Me. Use this one. And meanwhile, the guy don't go, you know, as he take that money, you bring card, then you go look, you say, I go feel continue with this one, so. Amen. You continue to be demanding. Any woman that is too demanding, the man will be afraid. The young man will be scared. Before he came to you, how were you managing your life? Continue like that. Be appreciative. Even if the thing are low quality, thank him very well. I learned that one from my mother. She, you know, if you buy her anything while you are around, when she collect it, she go, hey. When you go, feeling, you say, now she go use the same thing. I said, well, Mama, but you were dancing. I said, yes, now I have to let him know. I appreciate it. The fact that he has the mind to buy me a gift, I shall appreciate it. Then she can give it out to anybody else who can use that type of thing. I learned that from her. When somebody gives you a gift, don't receive it negatively. The fact that he came on his own to buy something for you, that action, appreciate it. And when you do that, you are positioning him to keep buying you gifts. Stop condemning the gift. Unless, of course, it's the type of man that says, the thing I buy for you, why you never use them? And that time you go tell him and say, ah, wait up, the quality, no rich. If I wear this one, come out, they're going to laugh me. Amen. But learn to appreciate. Don't always demand. No man likes a nagging woman. Fault finding. The first thing he calls you, the first thing that comes to your mind is to look for a complaint to give. Hello? And Joseph? Joseph, now they call me. Now he call you. Now they call me. Since morning he called me. Many of you suffer from that sickness. Every time it's complain. Now you notice me. Since what day here, you do like say you don't see me. Now you walk concrete. Now you don't come, the man now don't finally come greet you. But because he was busy greeting other people, then came to you last. Now you come greet me. Now you come. I beg, go. Praise the Lord. And sometimes you even shout at him in public like that. I beg, go. Shame going to catch the guy who they look us at this woman. They shout at me like this. What happened? It no come in time. And then he talk. Then you cut the phone on him and even off your phone. What happened? Since yesterday you call me. Now you they call me. You mean say you don't see my call. Now you know where you go. I see you. Every time I see you, they stand with Sister Eunice. What do you like to talk? So anytime the man is going to call you, he's ready because he's going to receive an attack. So he prays before calling you. When he picks phone finish, when the tear enter, green, he will do like this. Hello? Fear. Stop it. No man likes that. No man likes it. A nagging relationship. You put him every time he's defending one thing or the other. Every time he's defending one thing or the other. No man likes it. Praise the Lord. And before you know what, it is here with another sister. If he's abandoning you and facing another sister, it means he gets more comfort here than from you. It's simple. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Many more, I only want you to note that what that Eliezer was looking for, who we qualify, is character that will qualify to be Isaac's wife. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I also want you to note, sisters, I'm going to take your questions. Let me add one thing again. That don't cheapen yourself before any man. If you make your product too cheap in the market, amen, every tick and jack will come. See, I have gone to a shop where I saw suit. I took time to look at it. The same suit that cost 25,000 naira, 18,000 naira in one other shop. The same material, the same everything, I saw it for 150,000 naira. Amen. And I saw people enter that shop. You know what? It packaged that shop, put some kind of light, air condition. See, when you enter there, where you hang that suit, he put one kind of light, you go to send one kind of special material. He packaged it well. And the only people that come there are people too, who are people of class. They will come there with their credit card and then, you know, pack, and then they'll just pay and go. And then he has a label. They will put that label so that when they say, I bought this from H&M. I bought this from this. You know those. It's from ShopRite. All the things they sell. All those vegetables they sell for ShopRite. Then they sell at Jesha Market. Yes. Amen. The difference is in packaging. This one, Shoprite, oh, is sold under air condition for fridge. Medijesha Market, oh, flies, they stay on top, everything on top. So you buy double, sometimes three times the price, but at the same vegetable. Because we went to buy one vegetable somewhere, one fruit somewhere, what do you call it? A particular fruit I love so much, it's a pear. You know, my wife buys it for me anytime she goes to Shoprite, something, and it didn't cost so much. One day I was driving with my driver on the main road somewhere, and I saw it. I told him, stop. When I went, come and see, 10 times the price. 10 times the price. I don't go Shoprite again from that day. I go buy them for them. But it is in packaging. What I'm trying to bring out is package yourself. Okay, somebody asked me, okay, what are you to eat? I eat a lot of fruits. I try to come close to nature as much as possible in the food that I eat. There's one sister here that has been doing one special drink for me every time. Chizoba is here. Chizoba. What is that drink you normally do for me? That drink you do me, you give me. What is the drink? She put plenty things inside. She even gave me last night. What is it? Say, they want to know what thing are they eat. Where are they fresh like this? They think send their money. Not be money. Those who get money, then they eat junk food with their money. We here, when they eat, waiting now, people they eat for village. Go nature. Eat fresh. Look, eat fruits. What do you put for that drink?
It's bitter leaf and garlic.
Vitamin, garlic.
And scent leaf.
Scent leaf. Oh my. She will mix it and blend it together and put it in a bottle for me. In the morning, I go drink. In the evening, I go drink. Go see fresh. See me the look fresh. Bitter leaf. There's another one. That one wear white. Now, what will it be?
It's ginger and garlic alone.
Okay, ginger and garlic alone. You know, garlic is nature's antibiotic. You know, it's nature's antibiotic. You eat garlic, nothing will stay inside. Destroy any germ inside your body. Praise the Lord. That's why I say, me, I know they go to hospital. I know they sick. Go to hospital. Come for what I eat. I eat a lot of carrot. I eat a lot of, what do you call it? Apple. I eat anything fruit. In fact, I'm so addicted to fruit. But if I know it, I'll be craving for it. And sometimes that can be my meal for the whole day. But whatever it is, praise God. Because we were talking about something by your skin and things like that. Amen. So we talk about character being so important. Amen. You are going out with a man. I say, don't cheapen yourself. There are things that give you value as a woman. One of it is your ability to say no to a man that wants to sleep with you. Whenever I marry you. People don't know it. I am telling you. A man that say I want to marry you, you are doing courtship, and he does everything. Try today, you no agree. Try tomorrow, you no agree. You tell him, we will not do it until we marry. He try another trick. He stop to call you for 2 weeks because you no agree up. And you still maintain it. Let me tell you, you give yourself value, that man will respect you. Forget it the way they talk. It's okay. Even though, are you saying you're a virgin? I am not a virgin, but I have stopped it since. Now people like you, useless people like you, now they're disparaging me. I have decided that no man will touch me until I marry. See, the guy goes fast, go. But inside of him, he will say, you'll be having respect for you, because if I marry this type of woman, anywhere I go, no man will sleep with her. She's a principled woman. She's a woman that will not define herself. And let me tell you, once you carry Bible, including the unbeliever that is coming to you for marriage, he sees something out there among the unbelievers. He knows what they do, those women. He's looking for a woman that he can keep at home and his mind will be at rest anywhere he goes, because he knows the nonsense they are doing up and down with women. So, now he sees you with Bible, he says, oh, this is a Christian. He sees you look natural, oh, this is a Christian. The next thing, he wants to confirm your faith. Whether you mean it or not, he will start to demand for sex from you. And foolish you, he will say, I don't wait, tire. The other one, because I look great, now you go. This one again, they will come now before I look great. And everything I need in this man, he get them. Oh. Anything I need a man, this man get them. Oh. Hey, see, get money. Hey, see this one, get it fine, see inside, see the man handsome. Well, since you say you're going to marry me, well, when you open your leg, finish, you have devalued yourself. Before you know what, to pick your call self. Now, he sees you as a hypocrite. You are carrying Bible and see what you are doing. Because any man that sleeps with you during courtship, he tells you, takes you to bed, what he believes is that any man you meet, as he succeeds to sleep with you, now so they succeed to sleep with you. I am telling you this. I have told you people this several times. And people don't seem to catch that. Package yourself so that even on the street, if the man decided to leave you and go away, now he will advertise you somewhere else. When they call your name, you say, now sister, I beg, don't mind now. Now, church. Say, what happened? Don't mind now. No matter how you do, nobody sleep with that girl. Is that a good report or a bad report? It's a very good report. That is the reason why many of us face disappointments. I'm telling you, because you have cheapened yourself. And some of you women, you actually go to chase the men. I'm talking about cheapening yourself. I know in the church, oh, I'm talking of Christians. One brother will say, oh yes, maybe they don't chase, I'm tired. I'm telling you, to go after a man. I have seen where two sisters will be fighting over a brother. They'll be fighting in the church. In the church. I've seen. You chase. Chase. You know, after all, what is it now? If you don't have money, I have money. Sister will carry money and give the brother to go and do introduction. And when a man sees you desperate like that, he will take advantage of you. I have had to protect some sisters in this church who fell victim of that. I have had to protect up to two or three of them. I have sent out of this church, the brothers, to protect those sisters. Taking advantage of desperation to marry. I'll marry you. Then you will squeeze. Bring this one today. Bring this one tomorrow. Bring this one today. And let me quickly tell you. You see, the church is also a community. The church is also a community. In those days, when we were unbelievers and young men, in the area we were living, you know, once any of us sleeps with a particular girl, finish, we'll go and tell our friend, you don't try that one. You don't try that one. She's good, though. She's good. Go try her. Very easy. She, very easy. It will go. When you finish, you go arrange them again for another one. So the whole young men there, when they see you, they say this one. They see them, they talk. That one, this one. The other day, this one, she's good. She, man, talking like that. Do you know that it has crept even into the church? Where you see brother, you see, you will hear sisters that jump from brother to brother to brother. Because there are agents of Satan that come to the church. They disguise themselves, take position, and Sample this one today, sample this one tomorrow, sample this one next, and they're just there going around, all of them. Inside church. Inside church. Days ago, I was telling my wife, I say pastoral work is one of the most difficult jobs on earth. I was telling her, if you know some things I know, if you hear some things I hear in a holiness believing church, what goes on? I say, you will resign from pastoral work. I'm telling you, dirty things I hear. Of even characters that, you know, that you don't expect such around. You see them. And yet, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. When I say there's nothing you can do, you know what I mean. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. I'm saying, you know, and I am more intelligent than to hear that somebody come and say, so person is committing fornication. I know better than to ask you, because you will deny it. It's a lie. It's nothing like that. It's a lie. It's a lie. Somebody came to confess to me. I just jammed the text now as my office just going through text. Say inside church. Church office. Office in a church. He said he slept with a sister in the church. He confessed. He said the Holy Ghost was wiring him that he should confess. And they look the sister where he said he sleep with. And the sister, they look me every day. And I cannot go and ask the sister. Because she will say, na lie. He wants to destroy me. Na lie. He's a devil. He said he wanted to sleep with me, I refuse. He said he will destroy me. That's why he can't report to you. I know that is why you say, so what is the need to go and ask him? So I pray for him. Father, forgive him. He has confessed. Amen. But the other one, another time, the sister that come meet me, say, so, brother, oh, she was crying. What happened? Say, I have defied myself. What happened with so, brother? He slept with me. And the brother at the control, and they look at me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now I'm telling you, you know, things that we hear that happen in the church. You go and meet Christians, Christians, what so-called pastors and ministers do with their members. I hear it, some of them. They are so unbelievable because I truly cannot imagine how I would be able to stand as a pastor in a church, as a preacher in a church. A church where you preach righteousness and right there, I get women I'm sleeping with. And I'm standing at the pulpit. So what will I be saying? As I preach like this, my eye go jam her. But when did I go talk? That's why I believe with the whole of my heart that the doctrine of serpent seed, there are animals in human form. No more fear. You will stand up with your boyfriend that has slept with you or has been sleeping with you. Some of you even living with him. You come and take communion, bread and wine. In a living church. And they are the first to fall under anointing. So you look at them and think they are very spiritual people. No, no, he said, the spirit of fornication, they make them fall. When you cheapen yourself like that, amen, you are also destroying yourself. The type of man you will marry, amen, will be a fornicator. And he will never stay with you alone. As he sleep with you now, so any girl will carry skirt, you're going to sleep with. So what type of marriage is that? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. So stop chasing a man. Let a man chase you. Give value to yourself. Before you say yes, go and pray over it first. Stay for one corner, they look and first. Before you say yes. And please, I must not forget this. You see, I don't have my sermon note because I told you it was interactive. So as it comes to my memory, I'm going to talk. See. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. During courtship, don't let the young man know your financial worth. If you say he won't go marry you, then he comes to say, give me money so that I will do something to settle to be able to do marriage for you. That is what he's coming for. Lie, lie. No agree until you are married. Yes, you should exchange gifts with one another, but he should be the one buying the gifts more. More. Praise the Lord. Should be the one. Don't just, as he just comes, say, okay, now we are one. And they talk now, say, hold your ear. Everybody, hold your ear. These sisters, hold your ear like this. Okay, hold your neighbor ear. Tell her, say, you don't hear. You hear what pastor they talk? You don't fear to touch her ear. You don't fear. Touch him, touch his ear. See, because some people when I come out here now, they'll still go and be mumu. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Any man when they go out with you and he gets violent, he never marry you. You do something, beat you. Shege come off from you. Then after I come and say, please, I am sorry. I don't know what came over me. Please. You don't know what came over you. It makes it worse. If you say you know what came over you, then there is hope for your deliverance. But now you say you don't know what came over you, then you better run for your life. Yes. Beat you finish. Say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Honey, I'm sorry. I don't know why. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You don't know what. And you say, I love him. Person where they see these stories we read in the newspaper, I know they scare you. What somebody go carry as a poor for his girl? For your wife. Carry iron, they plaster in body. You're not afraid. Somebody is showing you threat of destruction. They destroy you. A murderer. You're marrying a murderer. You will still say, now I love him. I love him. You love what? You love the thing. You love poison. You love the thing where it will kill you. I love him. I don't know. This brother is irresistible. Anyway, I'll be praying for him that God will. Now you get problem, not be him. Don't compromise that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me shift positions more. Hey, for the brothers. Men also package themselves. No woman wants to marry a man that after marriage she will suffer. Yes. So before you go out to tell any girl you want to marry her, make sure you are financially stable. Very important. I forgot to say something. When you are going out with a man, that is always my daddy, my mommy, my daddy, my mommy, my auntie, my uncle, my brother, my senior sister, my hey, na trouble dey enter. A man that cannot be man enough to make your choice. Now another person they make choice for you. Your mother will say, that girl, I don't want to make you marry her. Then you come there. I don't try. My mama say, it is the girl's parents that should be saying that. Not the man's parents say, you don't marry this girl. Who choose for them? What did they choose for you? Even God does not choose for us anymore. The choice is yours. You will live with her. Why should your mother, and then your father is using his colonial eyes to select using analog eyes to select a digital wife? Yes. The method they use to know who is a girl, who is a wife material at their own time, it's not the same method we use now. So he's not in position to select a wife for you until you marry, and then you know, before you marry, let's go whether my mama will accept you. Let's go whether my papa will accept you. I have seen it so common. And honestly speaking, you know, it bothers me. You know, has your father and mother bewitched you to that level? That so tell who you go marry, unless they approve, you cannot marry. Up to now, some say, no be papa, na your brother. You cannot marry this. Lie. Where is she from? Mbise. Lie. You can't marry from Mbise. Over my dead body. If you marry her, we will disown you. What do you mean by disowning me? You know, give me food chop. Now you don't feed me, Abby. And it means so much to some of you. No. Be a man first. You are not qualified to have a wife if you are not yet a man. And a man is defined by your level of independence from outside influences concerning the matters of your life. That's what makes you a man. It's true. Make sure you have a house. You don't have a house, you are going to look for a woman to marry. You never get a house. Now your papa's house, you go bring the woman come and or now your friend's house, where they live, you go bring and come. And sister, don't allow any man to book you down. He never ready, let him not book you down. Those who are in the book pastor, those who are abroad, they book them for Nigeria down. You spoil your market for nothing. I was complaining a few days ago. There's a particular sister. For about 2 years now, every time with one particular brother, every time around her, so I told the auntie of the sister, I said, this your sister. What happened? Why is it taking so long? Why they never marry now? Don't see them for every time together now. He said, she says she no want marry the man. I said, you no want marry the man. And they made the man spoil her market. Keep him away so that everybody will know you are free now. There are some people that come to kill your market. When they want to come, they see a brother every time around you. They'll think that it's a relationship going on. I know, I believe in platonic relationship. I believe in it. But please, don't let him be so close until he spoils your market for you. Because you don't know who is watching you. You don't know who is eyeing you. Eh? Praise the Lord. So, brother, you must be man enough. And you should let your parents know by declaring your independence. If you don't have money, don't go and book down any girl. Make sure you have enough money. Praise the Lord. Also, there are some of you that approach girls, they don't ever listen to you. Why? The way you appear. You don't dress well. It's true. You should learn to dress well. Even if you don't have enough money, too much money, but you can package yourself. Knowing that, you know, you are not looking for. Because your appearance matters. Appearance matters. Don't come with bathroom slippers. Dust full your leg everywhere. I seen a girl, sister, excuse me. I was praying, I was believing God. And now I see you. As in the talk, the woman is looking like this. Inside her heart, she say, Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. She's singing in her heart, I reject this. I reject it. It will not be my portion. I reject it. Then he's smiling with you. Okay, brother, we'll see later. You run. If we see you next time, the next time, look around, don't see anybody, say, brother, take your time. You package yourself. Praise the Lord. Brother, always appear clean. Appear clean. A man does not wear shirt two times. A man does not wear underwear twice. It's true. When you wear cloth, after that it will smell. Don't carry iron, iron dirty cloth. When you wear it, finish that dirty way you iron put there. When you hit, jam up, the way the thing will come out. You know, so, in person where they smell, no, they know, say they smell. Now, person where come near, you're going to wonder why people, they look you like this, they do like this. Cloth, now your cloth. Some people go, wear cloth. When this one, they take, go turn her inside out. Go and wash your cloth. Wash. Look clean. So that you are presentable. You know, good haircut. You know, and you know, appear neat. Appear clean. Brush your shoe. You know, use polish. Doesn't cost anything. 5 naira, malam, go polish them for you if you cannot buy your own polish. You know, which time you are going to a public place where you go jam them. Yes. You know, dress very well. Right. See, even me where I don't marry, I dey check my dressing. No, it's true now. That means it has been a habit all along. Until so there I don't marry. Even now where I know the marketable again for my, I told my wife to take care of me because brother and sister they here. See, praise the Lord. I warned my wife. I said, look, because you don't get picking now, all attention is on your picking. You are abandoning me. You think I'm not marketable here at my age. If I change my cloth now, the dress, you know, people, you know, old men, then they, young girls only follow old men. What's it? Ochuku married Bianca. At what age? Beauty queen. So it's something we carried on all along. You should always, you know, the way you dress. And when you come to church here, brother, you know, there are certain ways you should behave like a gentleman. In short, anywhere you are, your carriage too, the way you walk, the way, even during worship, I see some young brothers, the way they worship. No sister could even dance near you. Look like a warrior. Scatter. When they are dancing, they don't. Everybody must give them chance. It's wrong. In those days, I think when they go nightclub, a party. I think you go and meet a fine girl and say, excuse me, dance. Now that can't dance, you go dance with her for dance floor. When she follow, you go finish it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You are to do the finding. So, don't compromise what you know you cannot live with. Don't marry out of sympathy. Don't, because this girl, she need a sister, she need a sister, she need a sister. Let me just marry her and take care of her. Don't do that. Don't marry out of sympathy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you can break your relationship during courtship when you discover you cannot live with certain characters.